like 2 hours.
Okay, so this chibur is on Avlam Beis Beis. Amar we spoke about talking about Tzar Bali Chaim here, right? So I figured it's very interesting sugya. Interesting sugya. So it's quite nigea also. The first question is where is the DRS? Tzar Bali Chaim DRS. It's Minatari. Okay, where can you tell me where that comes from?
Parshasayim.
Now what? Now they save the animals. So Rashi and Shabbos.
What do you mean?
That's the whole thing with the animal. That was the whole thing with the lion. That's the whole thing with the lion. The whole thing with the lion.
Which one?
That he kisha that the lion hit Noach. I'm the last of the. That's the whole word.
That he was fatina. That he was
fatina. It's
our belly time.
The story about David and Melech and the sheep. Okay. The famous one.
So Akavon of Rashi in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos brings this din. It's our belly time, dear Isa. And Rashi over here says the Gavali Yosach. Rashi says. Tzar Bali Chaim D'Araisa Shenemar Azoiv Tazoiv Imon. Pasuk by Prika. Pasuk of Prika. V'iko Aman D'Dorish Taimo D'Kro Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim Be'ilu Metzius. The Gemara in Eilu Metzius that Darshins Azoiv Tazoiv Al Tzar Bali Chaim.
So I'm not sure which Rash. I mean, we just learned Eilu Metzius. Is there a Gemara in Eilu Metzius that says Azoiv Tazoiv is Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim?
I mean, we had a whole sugya. We had a whole sugya over here that it's Tzar Bali Chaim D'Araisa, it's not about the D'Araisa, okay. But it comes from Azoy Tazoy.
Yeah.
So, Ashataka. So, the emes is, So, the emes is, Asher. The emes is, I've chlorai like that. Because the Gemara says, Behemas Yisrael. Behemas Yisrael, a behemas of kichav masa Yisrael. So the brayse says v'chadalta, right? You're not mechuyev to help it. Why? Because the masa is Yisrael, and just behemah. Frankly, more vei amr tzar bali chaim d'arayev. So amay v'chadalta azoyv tazoyv mi boyilei. You should be mechuyev in azoyv tazoyv. 1 minute. Now, azoyv tazoyv means help the bailim. If Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa, very nice that there's a din min haTorah from somewhere else. Tzar Bali Chaim the Araisa, Gavaldik. But that doesn't make it that you're Mechuyim in Azoiv Tazoiv. You're not Mechuyim in Elamai, you see from the Gemara that it's learning that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa, that means that's good for Azoiv, that's the din of Azoiv Tazoiv. The din of Mitzvah's Perikah is Tzar Bali Chaim. And therefore, the animals and pain, therefore you're Mechuyim to help it out. Finished.
Or Tina.
No, Tina's not Tzar Bali Chaim. Tina's not Tzar Bali Chaim. It's not a pain right now. So Akabonim, Lukhari, that's how Rashi's learning. Akabonim, there's kashas on this. There's a kash from this Gemara that the Gemara says that if the Torah only said Prika, if the Torah only said Tina, I would be able to learn a Prika from it because the kosher came, because it's Tzar Bali Chaim. 1 minute. Had the Torah only said Tina, I would never have known there's a din Tzar Bali Chaim, according to this. So how can I learn to make a Kav Choymer because Tzar Bali Chaim? Both Kash, but Akabonim, as a Shein Rashi, that the Yisoid of the Mitzvah of Prika is Tzar Bali Chaim. And that's how the Chacham are learning. And Rabbi Yossi is arguing with that. Rabbi Yossi says Tzar Bali Chaim Lavdi Arayah, so he's learning. It's a separate din. It has nothing to do with Tzar Bali Chaim. Tzar Bali Chaim is not the Arayah Smith Rabbon. And it's Machloikis. That's what Rashi is saying. Ika, Luman de Dorish, Taimo de Kram, Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim Bailus. Now the Ritva by us says differently. Says that it's Hatalach Mesh Mizina. I mean to say it's not from here. We know it's the Arayah Smith Taka. I was asking, so what's the pasuk? There's no pasuk. It's Hatalach Mesh Mizina. So
So then we understand the other places make a lot of sense. That even though there's no din prika, it's talking no din prika, but there still will be a din tzar bali chaim, right? Tzar bali chaim to act, and you make a kav chaim. And the Gemara has other mashma, the other Gemara has mashma in a whole bunch of places. Even though there's no mitzvah prika, still you'll be mechuy al tzar bali chaim. What do you mean? There's no mitzvah prika, so that means there is no tzar bali chaim either, according to Rashi. According to Bittuah, it's very geschmack. Yeah. Hakabon, so it comes out, it's a machlokes, if the mitzvah of tzar bali chaim is good for the mitzvah of prika, or it's a separate din. Fine. Now, the Gemara is moving forward. That what's the machleikus? The machleikus, that's one side. One side is that there's a myth that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa. Fine. What's the other side? The other side is not the Araisa. What is it? It's the Rabbana. Right? That's a Chacham. The Chacham holds Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa. What does the Rabbi Yehi hold? That it's the Rabbana. Now, I don't understand. If it's the Rabbana, so you're also Mechoyiv. Right? For example, the Gemara says, Roi Vetz V'loi Ravtza. Roi Vetz V'loi Aymed. Right? So we said there's exceptions. So if Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa, so vice versa, well, Tzar Bali Chaim is, so says the Gemara, no, that's what going to be Yehi, going to be Yehi, Lili, Damar Tzar Bali Chaim, the Rabbana. That's beautiful. You're still Mechayiv. So you're still Mechayiv. So why are you Pater? So, okay, this is not so sure because this is the Pasuk, but Kabbanim. Lamaisa, what we were saying before is Shver. We were saying before that you love practically, it's Tachas Masa'oi, Lamaisa, you're not Mechayiv to help it up. You're not mechuyev to go hell and hell. What do you mean? You're not mechuyev to? You're not mechuyev maybe midiraisa, but midirabani should mechuyev to. So Taisa points this out already, and Taisa says that vice Tais, you see that according to the man to Omer, that it's not the araisa. It must be you're not mechuyev, even though it's the rabban. It doesn't explain. So why not?
Mechuyev, even though it's the rabban. That's
no. How does it right? How does why not? Why are you talking? You're not mechuyev. He does
all
explain.
Or in certain circumstances.
In this circumstance, right. And this obviously there's some circumstance, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Obviously there's some. So the Taz Rush he puts in a few more words over there. And he says that the dindar abana is only when it's your animal. Someone else's animal, you're not mechuyev tzar bali chaim.
A Yirshi animal?
Huh?
Yirshi animal or your
No, animal? Your own animal. You're mechuyev to be careful that your own animal doesn't have tzar. Someone else's animal, you're not mechuyev. So that's why over here, in all these cases, by prika, it's all someone else's animal. And maybe you wouldn't be mechuyev to do prika, even though tzar bel chaim is drabana. It would be an isra drabana. The Minchas Chinuch says differently. Minchas Chinuch also, yes, it's kasha, and he also says the same halach, but he says differently. He says, it's an important point. All these cases is you're doing a passive tzar bali chaim. You're passing by, and you see that it's in pain. Okay, so the halach is take care of it. That's a gevaldig chiddush. You're mechuyev that you this is not yours. This is, you're not in control of the situation over here. Go save the dolphins. Right, go save them. You know they're in pain. Great, but we, who are you exactly? But no, but is it you? See, there's a pain. You have to take care. He's saying that if it's the Rabbanan, then you wouldn't be mechuyev. Then you wouldn't be mechuyev. You cannot make pain. You cannot cause it pain. You cannot, echleis, take off its hooves or something like that, which would cause the pain. That is also to do. That's our bali chayim. But if you're walking by, you're an innocent bystander. Then that wouldn't be us. And the Mela, all these cases, the owner is being messiah it, or whatever it is, it's in pain, okay, but that's not, you're not involved over here, and you're not mechuyev to help it out. So because there's two tzadon over here, if you hold Tzar Bali Chaim Drabana, what is the din, Drabana? Is the din to stop your own animal from having tzar, or is the din to causing tzar on an animal? So obviously it would be nafkaminas if it would be someone else's animal, but you're not allowed to cause tzar to someone else's animal. Or alternatively, it's your own animal, but it's in pain. You're not causing it. Yeah. So that's the machlekes if tzar bal chaim is deraisa or derabana. Lamaisa, basically everyone passes tzar bal chaim is deraisa. The Rosh says like that. The Mardukhai says like that. The
Rajba says like that, Tur, Chul. So Shaila is how to learn the Rambam. There's a Shaila exactly how to learn the Rambam. The Rambam is a steer in the Rambam. Reminds of the Kesef Mishnah and the Sma and others. Learn that even like the Rambam talks about Chayav Deraisa. The Menachas Chinuch holds that the Pshat in the Rambam is he holds Tzav El Chayim Zerabbana. He holds Tzav El Chayim Zerabbana. But it seems that Lamais is not Ungenum in the Menachas Chinuch. Lamais that Ramah says Deraisa. The Machaber in the stomach is going with his Shita that is Deraisa. And Mela, and that's how the rest of Shana go anyway. So Mela, it seems that it was DVD Deraisa. But what's interesting is, it would have a different Nafgamina. What's interesting is that the inside the Gemara in Shabbos, and all the Rishonim bring this down from Rabbeinu Meir, Meir Rotenberg, the Rebbe from the Rosh, Maradche, yeah. That he says that what would be the Abdin if a cow was in pain, it wasn't milked on Shabbos. So Mefarik is also on Shabbos. It's Malach HaDiraisa. So you're not going to do it. So what do you do? He says, it's if Tzar Baal HaChaim would be Derabbanan, then you would not be able to do Amir L'Akum. You would not be able to do Amir L'Akum. It's a Asur Midrabbanan to tell a guy. But if Tzar Baal HaChaim is Deraisa, so now the Din Deraisa is Deicha Din Derabbanan, and mainly you can tell a guy. So it comes at a Kula. Usually it's a Chumra. The Chumra to say Tzar Baal HaChaim is Deraisa, and including more things. Over here comes at a Kula that you'd be able to tell the guy doing on Shabbos. Comes out, interesting stuff, comes out that according to this, it technically be possible to say a Chumra the other way, is that according to the Minchas Chinuch's Rambam, that he holds that Tzar Baal HaChaim is Midrabanan, it'd come out that you'd not be able to tell a guy on Shabbos to take care of it. But L'chayra, we won't pardon it. Even if there is such a shita, it's only Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam, and the Rishonim argue with it, so L'chayra, we go anyway. Anyway, we go L'kula. I want to say over a night of Yehuda. The night of Yehuda, very fascinating. I'll show you all the night of Yehuda. In regards to, someone asked him, Shiloh, could he go hunting? Could he go hunting? Yeah, Shiloh's time. Chaim had a whole bunch of Shiloh's, Paul Tashkas, a whole bunch of list of, he wanted to bring in a Gemara with Kama and Shiloh, that the Gemara says that all these Mazikin, the Ari and the Bardless, that call a koydim and zochah, that whoever you kill it is good. So he's on a mitzvah. go hunting.
614th mitzvah.
He's a mitzvah guy. Whatever. Okay, so he responds. It's very interesting. The surah. So he starts off. He says, "Tarba lechayim." It seems as it goes back and forth a little bit. Lamaisa, he says it's not tarba lechayim because it's for your own purpose. Lamaisa, it's for a reason. Taisus over here says that if for a reason you're able to do
hunting is for a reason.
What?
Hunting is for the reason.
What reason? Oh,
yeah, exactly. So it's a very weak reason. It's very so he's it's funny. He's rather assuming you're taking the hide.
Okay.
I don't know if really that would you know those hunters who are doing it for sport are really using the hide. Maybe they do. I don't know.
If they don't do it, they sell it.
They just hang it up on their
well, the
on
ones
their
that they
have place,
put their heads
you know?
Up there.
Right? Yeah, right. No, but
they must do something with the hides.
Right.
I know, but
we might as well sell it.
I know, but fishing, can use it. For example, some people throw it back in.
But what about putting it in a museum? Putting it in a museum.
Right. What type of tales is that?
Taxidermy.
I don't know if that's considered a tayyah. All right, so akabanim, but that's what his deal is, and he ends up that he brings from the isvahet. If there's any purpose, even if it's a weak reason, then it's already moter al tzar bal chayim. Since bal tashkas is no issue because lamayas when it's in the forest, obviously you're not getting anything from it. But now you're getting the hide, and. So he says that halacha, it comes out halacha in the beginning of the tshuva. It comes halacha, there shouldn't be any issue with it. But then he says, if you look in the Torah, who's the hunters? Nimrod, Esav. Right. It doesn't seem to be a good.
It's biblical.
It doesn't seem to be a good occupation.
That's anecdotal evidence.
Agavonim, but it's achzarius. Is there achzarius to go around to go around? Then he says, then he finishes off his well, but now coming out that it's mamash awesome. He says, because why? Because you're putting yourself in sakana. Because you're going to a place, a dangerous place. There's wild animals, and you're putting yourself in sakana. And it's also put yourself in sakana. He says, finish right my lav sheseichem. And
so if you're in a truck.
You put you in a tank. You're going in a tank.
No, today, the safaris.
Oh, safari type.
They go in cars. Everybody goes on safaris. Right. Cars.
Yeah. Right. It's pretty safe,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
They shoot from the safari.
Bring a gun. Why? Yeah, well, you could. Why not? Shoot from the car. I don't think they shoot so much.
Probably the real safari.
Yeah.
But in any case,
the real ones just want a challenge. They don't want to just.
Yeah. So, alright, that's the thrill. So, in any case, so. He says, so first of all, it's serve and shmart v'nash.
Second of all, deer hunting is not camping dangerous.
I'm wondering, the tshuva says that kol chaisa yoar, like, you're just like, that means, and the shoyl also put in the ari and the bardalism.
Yeah, we know.
It sounds like there's more, maybe it's wild boar. I don't know, you know, what was in that forest. You know, but in any
they
case,
say most people, the hippopotamuses are really, really dangerous. They say
the way you go to South Africa.
Oh yeah, well that,
they
yeah,
have
that's
those, the what do they call it? The buck? It's also it looks like a big huge animal. I'm charging at you. Wildebuck.
Wildebeest.
Wildebeest.
The fee or the koi.
Oh yeah, that's a wildebeest.
I think they've heard that.
Interesting. So, in any case, so he says, so first of all, it's Yisr, it's Ben Shmarata. Second of all, it's Sakana, which you're not allowed to put yourself in Sakana. Not Kirnoto, you cannot go on there, Kirnoto. And third of all, it says, it's Mazkirin Averis. It's Mazkirin Averis. Mela, stay at home, do yourself a favor, stay at home.
If Avraham Avinu said to Hashem that he was worried that I took away my schusim and he had a right to go to Mahama. So here you go away to Mahama with the animals, you're still taking away schusim. Same thing, Yaakov Avinu was worried to type to
you. By the way, this is rather very interesting because this is the first Makar I saw that is such an Isser of Nishmar to Maile Nafshe Seichem.
From here, from the
Rabbi Yehuda? I never seen anywhere else.
Where it says not to do something?
No, Nashmat Banash Nashe Seichem.
Yeah.
There's no Rishonim who say that there's a mitzvah of Nishmat Maile Nafshe Seichem. There's no such thing.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Just a nice thing, a nice idea?
There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara brachas.
Right.
The Gemara brachas says that there was a chassid who was davening on the roadside, and that prince came. A goy came by, and he didn't answer. He didn't say because he was davening, and then he started screaming at him. The Torah says, "V'neshmar to my lenav shaseichem." How could you put yourself in sakana? So yeah. So if that's a good mikar that the goy said, but the puzzle, if you read the puzzle, the puzzle doesn't say that. It said, "V'neshmar to my lenav shaseichem," to forget that which to do avizar by Harsina, you didn't see any tzura to avizar. It's not talking about that. It's not talking about that at all. And none of the Rishonim say it is.
Mm-hmm.
But today is like everyone knows. Yeah, right. Seichem, right? It's a mitzvah gedolah.